Our next article is about Michael Jackson, the musical genius that transformed the face of pop and popular culture. On the 60th anniversary of his birth, we look back at his extraordinary life story and why he is, and always will be, the king of pop.
Child prodigy. Michael Jackson was just 4 years old when his parents decided that he would be the lead singer of the Jackson 5, their family band. It was 1962. Michael was the youngest of the five brothers in the band, but already sang and danced better than the others. Michael's childhood, from that moment on, was over. In its place was his father Joe's tyrannical control. "If you messed up, you got hit, sometimes with a belt," Jackson wrote in his memoir, Moonwalk. Years of performing in Chicago bars and strip clubs followed until the Jackson 5 were signed to Motown Records when Michael was still only 10. Their first four singles all went to number one, making them the pop sensation of 1969.
Solo triumph. By the age of 20, Jackson's desire for creative freedom led to a break with both his father and Motown Records. He found a surrogate father in the brilliant producer Quincy Jones, with whom he made all his solo albums. The first, Off the Wall, was a great disco album. But it was the follow-up, 1982's Thriller, that changed everything. Jackson was determined to make the biggest album ever, and that is exactly what he did. Thriller crossed the divide between black dance music and white rock, creating something new and phenomenally successful. With 105 million copies sold, its status as the biggest album ever is unlikely to be challenged.
Video visionary. In the early days of MTV, the highly influential music video channel only featured white artists. To force MTV to play songs from Thriller, Jackson knew his videos would have to be better than anything seen before. And they were. Everything about the videos for songs like Beat It and Billie Jean was superior. Production values, storytelling, and above all, ensemble dancing. The strategy worked, forging a path for black artists on MTV. And then Jackson raised the bar again with a 14-minute video for the song Thriller. First shown in 1983, it remains to this day almost without rival as a Hollywood-level production.
Dance master. Jackson's iconic status owes as much to his dancing as to his singing. Contemporary R&B stars like Justin Bieber, Bruno Mars, or Justin Timberlake are all just copying the incredible body language Jackson invented to go with his music. Why? Because nobody has ever been better at turning their body into a visual expression of the music. Just check him out performing Billie Jean live at the 25th anniversary of Motown Records.
Global adulation. At the height of his career, Jackson was the biggest star in the world. He has sold more than 750 million albums, his music and face familiar around the world like nobody ever before or since. Such was the hysteria he provoked that countries assigned military escorts to protect him when on tour. Sadly, it all only added to the acute isolation Jackson had suffered from ever since childhood.
Brutal decline. As the king of pop, Jackson's growing eccentricities became a favorite subject of the media. Gossip about his financial extravagance and addiction to cosmetic surgery turned him from a genius into a figure of derision, Wacko Jacko. In 2003, one of the children invited to his Neverland estate, complete with zoo and theme park rides, accused him of abuse. A court acquitted Jackson, but the damage to his image was irreparable. In 2009, financial difficulties forced him to accept a summer residency in London, 50 live shows at the Capitol's O2 Arena. Tragically, he died from a prescription drug-induced cardiac arrest while in rehearsals. His music and mark on global popular culture, however, continue to live on.